Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. And how was church yesterday? My, oh my, what a wonderful Sunday here at Bible Baptist Church. Just a great time in the morning services. And then, of course, last night, the choir and those in the drama part of the cantata did an excellent job. And they presented a cantata called He Gave Everything. What a stirring message and wonderful music and a good service that followed. And just a great, great day in the house of the Lord. Thankful for the decisions that were made for Christ and thankful to gather with the people of God. And I hope you had a great Lord's Day where you were. And that you were in your place, you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that most of all, God spoke to your heart, and that you made a decision that God wanted you to make, that God drew you closer to Him because you were in the house of God on the Lord's Day. And now we head into this new work week, and we're ready to go and ready to serve the Lord this week. And listen, Luke 15, I want to share something with you today, and I imagine won't get through it all till today and tomorrow maybe, but it's Luke 15 and a familiar story. It's what we call the story of the prodigal son, and we pick it up in verse 25, and well, it's actually before that, but it starts all the way back in verse 11 when the man had two sons and the younger of them decides, give me what's mine and I'm going away. And of course, you know the story. He does, and he wastes it, spends it all, and then of course he comes home and asks God, Father, to forgive him, and he does, and he brings him back home. But there's an elder brother, and he's not so happy the younger brother has come home. And he came nigh to the house in verse 25, and he hears the music and the dancing, and he calls one of the servants and asks what these things meant. And he said, thy brother's come, thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered, said, Father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. You know, this is a famous story. Most people were familiar with that phrase, prodigal son. Years ago, I heard this. It's called the prodigal son in the key of F. All right, listen carefully. Feeling footloose and frisky, the feather-brained fellow forced his fond father to fork over the finances. He fled far to foreign fields and frittered his fortune, feasting fabulously with faithless friends. Finally, facing famine and fleeced by his fellows in folly, he found himself a feed finger in a filthy farmyard. Fairly famishing, he fain would have filled his frame with the forage food of the fodder fragments. Phooey! My father's flunkies fare far finer, the frazzled fugitive found feverishly, frankly facing facts. Frustrated by failure and filling with foreboding, he forthwith fled to his father and family. Falling at his father's feet, he floundered forlornly. Father, I have flunked. I have fruitlessly forfeited family favor. But the faithful father, forestalling further flinching, frantically flagged a flunky. Fetch forth the finest fatling and fix a feast. But the fugitive's fault-finding brother frowned on the fickle forgiveness of the former falderall. His fury flashed, but fussing was futile, for the far-sighted father figured such filial fidelity is fine, for what forbids fervent festivities. The fugitive is found. Fly the flags. With fan flares flaring, let fun and frolic freely flow. Former failure is forgotten, folly forsaken. Forgiveness forms the foundation for future fellowship. Well, that's the prodigal son in the key of F. I never forgot that, and I hope that was one way to put it, I guess. But listen, someone has rightfully said, sin will take you further than you intended to go. It'll keep you longer than you expected to stay, and it'll cost you more than you ever wanted to pay. you know, the end of the prodigal son there, the end of his journey into the far country was a wasted life. That's what prodigal means. It means wasted, willful waste. And he realized that the best the world had to offer wasn't near as good as the worst at his father's house. And listen, my friend, your worst day as a Christian is better than the best day you'd ever have in the world. If you're listening to me today and you're backslidden and you're away from God, you need to come back to the Lord. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till there's a better time. Come back today. You see, an unsaved person is outside the fold. But a Christian can also be outside the control and touch of the Spirit of God and can be lost in his own way as well. So, listen, he's still in God's hand for salvation purposes, but out of reach for God to really use him. So he's lost when it comes to service. He's lost when it comes to opportunities. He's lost when it comes to ministry. He's lost to blessings. He's lost to missionary support. He's lost to witnessing. He's a lost cause until he gets in touch with the Spirit of God. Again, becomes a tool in the hand of the Master. I believe the father of the prodigal son seeks this lost son to restore fellowship with him. He doesn't go forth to seek. He waits and longs for the son to come back, to come back home to him. That's God the Father calling backsliders home to him. And he promises healing and restoration to them. But they must come to themselves and they must come back. There's several things you notice here. The Father met him on the road home. He forgave him of all, and God will forgive you of all your sin. He put a robe on him. The robe covers all. It's the robe of righteousness that it is put on us when we put our faith in Christ. He put a ring on his finger. That confirmed his sonship. He put shoes on his feet. He killed the fatted calf. How long does it take to fatten a calf? Can't be done overnight. Maybe the father started doing that and started getting that calf ready as soon as the son left home. He was waiting for the day when he could kill the fatted calf. And the son's hunger is now quenched. His want is now satisfied. He's at home in the father's house. What a difference is made when the backslider comes home. Robert Bruce was the king of Scotland during the 12th and 13th century. He'd been at war with the king of England, and the king of England sent an army to Robert Bruce's palace to kill him. Robert Bruce, having suspected what might happen, left his home and fled into the forest. When the army came to the palace and found that he was not there, they got Robert Bruce's own dogs and set them on his trail. Robert Bruce could hear the barking dogs and realize they were his own hounds. He ran and he ran and he grew weaker and weaker. The dogs were getting closer. Finally, he came to a crystal clear river in the middle of the forest. He got into the brook and waded downstream for about 2 miles, after which he climbed out on the bank of the river and sat under a clump of trees. He could hear the dogs barking upstream in confusion, and Robert Bruce realized he'd escaped. The application is this: if the hounds of your past are on your trail, if the old dogs of sin are gaining on you, and you don't know what to do, let me tell you about a river. It's a crystal clear river. It's the river of the blood of the crucified one, Jesus Christ. As the songwriter wrote, "And sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. For it's the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanses us from all sin." There are several lessons I want us to take here from the prodigal, the home of the prodigal. Number one, let's learn the lesson of selfishness. The young son said, give me what's mine. Nobody likes a selfish person. Nobody likes an outwardly selfish person. We're all selfish to one degree or another. But most every sin will be traced back to selfishness. We want what we want. And we're willing to get whatever it is apart from whatever God says. So the younger son is selfish, and he's not afraid to be bold in his selfishness. Dad, I'm not waiting for you to die to get my money. I'm not going to wait that long. Be a good dad. Give it to me now. I want it now. I just don't want to live here till you die. How'd you like to hear those words? Well, that's basically what the young son was saying to his daddy. He's not just selfish. He was boldly selfish. And so selfishness was in the home. But wait a minute, I see something else here. I see solitary. What does that mean? Verse 13, It talks about he didn't want to be around people that were going to tell him what to do or to tell him he was doing anything wrong. He didn't want any accountability whatsoever. I'm going to go where people don't know me so I can live the way I want to live and nobody will say anything to me. You ever hear anything like that? We may not actually leave, but you know what we do? We have a hidden life where no one's going to give us accountability, where no one's going to ask us what we're looking at or what we're doing or who we're talking to. Being accountable doesn't allow us to do what we want to do when we want to do it. How are things at home? How's your marriage? Hey, how's your thought life? Hey, any lust in your heart, man? Anything you're looking at you shouldn't? You see, you viewing things you shouldn't look? You're listening to things you shouldn't listen to? The battle is open, and the battle is on, and we try to hide it so we don't have to be accountable. But listen, you have to be accountability. That's why some people stop going to church, or why some would rather go to a mega church where they can hide in the crowd. You see, when you separate yourself from accountability in the church and accountability to other believers, then you're going to a place that you really don't want to be. You think that unaccountability brings you freedom, but in fact, it brings you bondage. God says we have to be, if it helps us to be accountable to others, because ultimately, one day, we will be accountable to Him. You can't flee to another country. Oh, don't separate yourself from others that God has placed in your life to help you to live right. Receive it as the help that God wants us to have so we can live the life He wants us to live. Be in the community, be in the body that the Lord wanted you to belong to, the body of Christ, where we care for one another and pray for one another and encourage one another and exhort one another. I see selfishness in the home of the prodigal. I see solitariness in the home of the prodigal. I see short-sightedness. The son said, "Give me what's mine. I'm ready." Now, I don't think we understand the fullness of this son's decline. So, he goes out and it isn't long to where all the money's gone. It didn't last as long as he thought it was going to last. It wasn't as much as he thought it was going to be. Now he had to get a job and it's a pig farm. Now Jews and pigs are not the best of friends. The pigs aren't kosher. And so he starts looking at the pigs and think they're doing better than he is. To say this guy's hit the bottom is an understatement. You'd have to dig down from the bottom to get to where this boy is. To say he didn't plan very well would be an understatement. He just wasn't very wise. He was pretty dumb. But before we throw him overboard and recognize we've been downright dumb in some ways and some things we've done in our lives as well, that's where God's grace comes in, and His grace is amazing. Here the son grew up having plenty and eat and probably living well. He takes his father's money and thinks he'll live it up the rest of his life, but it runs out pretty quickly. Short-sightedness and selfishness are a lethal combination. Well, listen, we got more to say, but our time's up for today, so I'm going to have to let you go. But let's come back tomorrow and we'll finish up these lessons from the home of the prodigal. All right. Have a great Monday, everybody. I'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Shining light. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.